Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Citrus historian Paul Driscoll likes to tell people that if Napoleon hadn't met his Waterloo, the grapefruit might never have come to Florida. It has to do with a character by the name of Count de Flippi, who served as a surgeon in Napoleon's navy. When Napoleon was defeated by the British, Count de Flippi wound up in the United States. He eventually settled on the west coast of Florida, near the present-day town of Safety Harbor. He became a tree farmer.
He started his tree farm and wanted to get other species to grow, so he went down to the island of Barbados. Back then, the island of Barbados was also called the Paradise Island. While he was there, he found a fruit which he did not know what it was, and it was a grapefruit. He decided to bring it back to Florida.
Did he give it the name grapefruit?
No. The scientific name for grapefruit was Citrus paradisi after the fact that Barbados was called Paradise Island.
I thought citrus was native to China.
Citrus is native to China, but the grapefruit is not known in China. What is known in China is a large, similar-looking fruit called a pomelo. Some pomelos were brought to Barbados about 1649 by an English sea captain named Philip Shattuck. Sometimes they're called the shattuck instead of the pomelo.
Do they taste like a modern grapefruit?
They're a very dry fruit, but the Chinese like them. The fruit sacs are very individual, and you can scrape them and use them in salads. It's not as juicy as a grapefruit.
But the Chinese still eat them? They still raise them?
Yeah, in fact, there was a Chinaman raised some south of Stewart, had about 20 acres down there.
Of pomelos?
Pomelos.
Did you eat them?
I've tasted them, but I've never used them as a diet. In 1981, two California researchers, while doing DNA work, discovered that the grapefruit is an accidental crossing of a pomelo and a sweet orange, probably occurred in the 1700s.
Where do they think it happened?
That was in Barbados. Now, Count de Flippi took seed from the grapefruit. He planted a grove in Safety Harbor, which was later owned by Mr. Duncan. And that's how the variety got its name, Duncan.
In other words, the regular garden variety grapefruit is known as the Duncan grapefruit.
That's the white, seedy grapefruit. Probably the only place you can find it now is in specimen gardens. The Duncan also has a characteristic that gave all grapefruit its name. It grows in clumps. So when people looked at the Duncans, they called it grapefruit.
Does it look like a clump of grapes? The grapefruit industry has taken a beating in recent years, the result of dismal economic conditions and diseases such as canker and greening. Driscoll, who has retired from citrus management in St. Lucie County, says total acreage of grapefruit groves in Florida dropped from 146,000 in 1994 to 53,000 at present. That's a decline of about two-thirds. A while back, he went to see one of the groves that he used to manage.
It was very, very sad just riding out to the grove and seeing other groves that I'd known most of my working career, seeing them abandoned, pushed up, bare land. It was really sad, and as a native Port Pierce person, I know three citrus families that were three generation at least growers that aren't in the business today.
What's your favorite kind of citrus?
Well, you know, I really made my living growing grapefruit, and I like a good grapefruit as much as any kind.
What's the future of grapefruit?
I don't know what the future is going to be.
Paul Driscoll writes about the history of Florida's citrus industry. Don't forget you can listen to past Flora Day shows online. Just go to WQCS.org, click on Audio Archive, and then go to Programs. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
I'll make a living Florida Day.